So I'd like to welcome everybody in today, and we'll open with a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this opportunity to share your word in the gospel. We thank you for your beloved son, Jesus, who came to this world to save sinners and went to the cross to shed his precious blood. We ask for help to be able to speak clearly today, to help with the translation and understanding of your message. We pray that hearts and minds would be open today to the truth of salvation, and that even those who are not saved might be saved today. We ask all these things in the precious name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So I'd like to thank everybody for joining today, and those who might listen to this message later. I want to try and speak a very simple message today using God's words, because they can speak much better than I can on this.
Okay, magandang umaga sa lahat ng nakikinig sa Zoom at sa mga makikinig mamaya sa recording. Nais ipahayag ni Mark sa araw na ito ang salita ng Diyos. At sabi niya nga, sapagkat ang kanyang salita, ang salita ng Diyos ay mas mahalaga sa kung ano ang kanyang sasabihin.
Message I have today is a very simple idea. In everyday life, whenever you pay for something important, you usually want proof of that, a confirmation. You want a receipt of what you've paid.
May simpleng bagay kaming ipahayag sa inyo. Ito ay tungkol sa pang-araw-araw na buhay. Kung kayo ay magbabayad sa isang bagay na mahalaga, ay nais ninyo ang katibayan o ang kumpirmasyon, at nais ninyo ang resibo.
Someone tells you that it is paid. You think, how do I know that? And what I want to speak about today is a debt far more serious than money.
Kung may taong magsasabi sa inyo na bayad na, sa inyong isip ay maaari ninyong itanong, paano ko malalaman? At nais kong ipahayag sa inyo ngayon na may mas mahalagang bagay kaysa pagkakaroon ng utang na salapi.
I want to speak about the debt of sin, and about how God has provided both the payment for our sin and the proof of that payment. The payment was made at the cross, and the proof that was given is the empty tomb.
At ang pagkakautang na ito ay ang utang ng ating pagkakasala. At kung paanong ipinagkaloob ng Diyos ang kabayaran at ang katunayan. Ang kabayaran ay ginawa sa krus, at ang katunayan ay ang walang laman na libingan.
So we'll start with the cross and with Jesus Christ's own words. We'll read a verse in John 19. In John 19 and verse 30, it says, "When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, 'It is finished,' and bowed his head and gave up the ghost."
Tayo ay magsisimula sa krus at sa salita ng Panginoong Hesus, ng Panginoong Hesukristo. Ating basahin ngayon sa aklat ng Juan, chapter 19, verse 30. Kaya naman, nang matanggap ni Hesus ang suka, ay sinabi niya, "Natapos na." At iniyuko niya ang kanyang ulo at isinuko ang espiritu.
Those words that he used, "It is finished." The Lord Jesus didn't come and tell us, "I am finished." He said, "It is finished." The work was completed. The work that was needed for sinners like myself, like everyone listening to this. We all need this to be saved, and it was finished there at Calvary, at the cross.
Ang mga salitang natapos na ating nabasa, ay hindi sinabi ng Panginoong Hesus, "Tapos na ako." Bagkus, sinabi niya, "Natapos na." Ang gawa ay natapos na o kumpleto na. Ang gawang nararapat upang ang makasalanang kagaya ninyo at kagaya ko ay maligtas ay natapos na doon sa krus ng Kalbaryo.
gospel message isn't about just try harder or to be more religious. It's not a message of clean yourself up and maybe God will accept you.
Ang mensahe ng ebanghelyo ay hindi pagsusumikap na maigi para matamo ang kaligtasan. Hindi sa pagiging relihiyoso o sa paglilinis ng ating sarili sa pag-aakalang tatanggapin tayo ng Diyos.
The gospel is that Christ has done the work. It's that God is now calling sinners to simply come and rest their souls upon what Christ has done for them.
Ang mensahe ng ebanghelyo ay ginawa ni Kristo, ang bagay na nararapat. Ang Diyos ay tumatawag sa mga makasalanan na lumapit at ipagpahinga o ipaubaya ang kanilang kaluluwa sa ginawa ni Kristo.
But what exactly happened at that cross? The Bible doesn't just speak about the cross as a sad event. It speaks about it as God's saving work for us.
Subalit ano nga ba ang nangyari sa krus? Ito'y hindi lamang nagpapahayag ng malungkot na kaganapan. Bagkus ito'y nagpapahayag ng ginawang pagliligtas ng Diyos.
The Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross as the sinless one. He went there as the substitute, and he went there to deal with sin in a way that you and I could never deal with it ourselves.
Ang Panginoong Jesus ay nagtungo sa krus, ang walang kasalanan upang maging kapalit ng makasalanan at harapin ang kasalanan na hindi natin kayang harapin at bayaran.
This is the precious blood of Christ. The Bible connects salvation to the shedding of blood because blood speaks of the life given up at death. It is not simply about the matter that Christ suffered at the cross. It's that Christ offered himself as a willing sacrifice for our sins.
Ang Biblia ay nag-uugnay sa kaligtasan at ang pagbuhos ng banal at mahalagang dugo ni Kristo, sapagkat ang dugo ay naglalarawan ng buhay na ibinigay para sa kamatayan. Si Kristo ay nagdusa at ibinigay ng kusa ang sarili bilang alay para sa ating mga kasalanan.
I'm going to read a verse in Romans 5 now. Romans 5 and verse 9 that says, "Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him."
At sa aklat ng mga taga-Roma, chapter 5, verse 9, ay nasasaad, "Kaya't sa pamamagitan ng kanyang dugo, tayo ngayon ay napawalang sala at tiyak na maliligtas tayo sa poot ng Diyos."
Think about those words. Justified by his blood. Justified basically just means declared righteous, declared right with God. That is something that no sinner can produce by their own efforts. But God tells us that this can be true because of the blood of Christ.
Pag-isipan natin ngayon ang mga salitang napawalang sala sa pamamagitan ng dugo. Ito'y nangangahulugan na tayo ay ipinahayag na matuwid sa harap ng Diyos. Ito'y isang bagay na hindi magagawa ng makasalanan sa kanilang pansariling kakayahan. Subalit inihayag ng Diyos at ito'y totoo dahilan sa dugo ni Kristo.
And then it goes on to say, "We shall be saved from wrath through him." That is to remind us that sin is no small matter. God is holy and sin must be judged. If a person stands before God with his sins still upon him, he'll have no defense.
Nasasaad din sa mga talata na tayo'y maliligtas sa poot ng Diyos sa pamamagitan niya. Isang paalaala na ang kasalanan ay hindi maliit na bagay sa harap ng Diyos. Ang Diyos ay banal at ang kasalanan ay nararapat husgahan o parusahan. Kung ang tao ay makasalanan at tatayo sa harap ng Diyos, hindi niya maipagtatanggol ang kanyang sarili.
But the good thing is, God has provided a way for sinners to be forgiven righteously. And that way is through the blood of Jesus Christ. The cross is where the price of sin was paid.
Subalit ang magandang balita, ang Diyos ang nagbigay daan upang ang makasalanan ay mapatawad ng makatuwiran. At ito ay sa pamamagitan ng dugo ni Kristo sa krus kung saan ang kasalanan ay kanyang binayaran.
The gospel message, though, isn't just about the death of Christ. It's also about the resurrection of Christ. Some people might just think of the resurrection as, you know, a nice ending to a good story. But the resurrection is God's proof. It's heaven's confirmation. It is the receipt that that payment was accepted.
Ang mensahe ng Ebanghelyo ay hindi lamang patungkol sa pagkamatay ni Kristo. Ito'y patungkol din sa kanyang pagkabuhay na muli. Maaring iniisip ng ilang tao na ang pagkabuhay na muli ay isa lamang magandang pagtatapos ng isang kwento. Subalit ito ang patunay o pruweba mula sa kalangitan. Ito ang resibong nagpapatunay na ang kabayaran ay tinanggap.
I'm going to read a verse now in 1 Corinthians 15 that it really just summarizes what the gospel is. In 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 and 4 says, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures."
At sa mga talatang ating babasahin sa Unang Korinto, dito ay ibinuod ng Biblia ang mensahe ng Ebanghelyo. So, sa Unang Korinto chapter 15 verse 3 and 4. "Sapagkat ibinigay ko sa inyo itong pinakamahalagang katuruan na tinanggap ko rin. Si Kristo'y namatay dahil sa ating mga kasalanan bilang katuparan sa sinasabi sa kasulatan." Verse 4, "Inilibing siya at muling nabuhay sa ikatlong araw, ayon din sa kasulatan."
The thing is it really is just that simple. Christ died for our sins. He was buried. He rose again on the third day. That simply is the gospel of God.
Sa katotohanan, ang Ebanghelyo ay napakapayak. Si Kristo ay namatay para sa ating mga kasalanan. Siya'y inilibing, nabuhay na muli sa ikatlong araw, at ito ang Ebanghelyo ng Diyos.
Christ died for our sins. He didn't die for his own because he had none. He was buried, showing that he had truly died. And he rose again, meaning that death could not hold him. And that his work was not rejected. The sacrifice he made was not refused when God raised him from the dead.
Si Kristo ay namatay para sa ating mga kasalanan. Hindi sa kanyang kasalanan sapagkat siya ay walang kasalanan. Siya ay inilibing na nagpapatotoong siya ay namatay at nabuhay muli sapagkat walang kapangyarihan ang kamatayan sa kanya. At ang gawa at alay ay hindi tinanggihan ng Diyos nang siya ay binuhay muli.
Another verse I want to take a look at here is in Romans 4 and verse 25. Romans 4 and 25 tells us, "Who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification." That verse tells us why Christ died, and it tells us why he rose again.
At sa aklat ng mga taga-Roma, chapter 4, verse 25, ay isinasaad, siya'y pinapatay dahil sa ating mga kasalanan at muling binuhay upang tayo mapawalang sala.
It says delivered for our offenses. It means that it was our sins that brought him to the cross. Our guilt, our offenses, our wrongdoings, those are the reasons why Christ went to the cross. He went there to answer for sin and to bear judgment, to pay that price.
Ibinigay para sa ating mga kasalanan. Ang mga talatang ito ay nangangahulugan ng ating mga maling gawa o kasalanan ang dahilan kung bakit siya ay napako sa krus at upang pasanin ang parusa at bayaran ang halaga ng ating kasalanan.
And then it goes on to say, he was raised again for our justification. In other words, the resurrection is God's declaration that Christ's death has accomplished what it was meant to accomplish. God has given proof that his payment was accepted.
At kung patuloy nating babasahin ang mga talata, ay isinasaad at binuhay na muli para sa ating katuwiran. Ang ibig sabihin na ang pagkabuhay muli ay pahayag ng Diyos na nagawa ang nauukol na gawain ng si Kristo ay namatay at ito ang ibinigay na patunay na ang kabayaran ay tinanggap ng Diyos.
That is why the empty tomb matters so much. If Christ had remained in the grave, then we would have reason to doubt. If Christ had remained in the grave, we would always have to wonder if our sin was truly dealt with.
Kung si Kristo ay nanatili sa libingan, maaring tayo ay magduda kung ang alay ba ay tinanggap. Subalit siya ay nabuhay muli upang ipahayag na ang gawa na natapos at ito'y sapat at katanggap-tanggap.
If Christ had remained in that grave, we could ask whether that sacrifice was accepted. But God has raised him from the dead. God has made it known that Christ's work was finished, sufficient, and accepted by him.
Kung kaya't nang nabuhay si Kristo, ito ay pinahayag na ang Diyos ay tinanggap ang alay ng Panginoong Jesus.
This is why the question we ask is so personal. What must a sinner do? What must you do? The Bible sends us to Christ, and it calls us to believe in God's testimony about his Son.
At ang aming personal na katanungan sa inyo, ano ang gagawin ng makasalanan? Ano ang iyong gagawin? Ipinahayag ng Biblia na lumapit kayo kay Kristo at maniwala sa Diyos sa pahayag patungkol sa kanyang anak.
Romans 10 and verse 9 tells us that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
At sa aklat ng mga taga-Roma, chapter 10 verse 9, kung ipahayag ng iyong labi na si Jesus ay Panginoon at buong puso kang sasampalataya na siya'y muling binuhay ng Diyos, maliligtas ka.
That is the promise from God. Thou shalt be saved. It's not a maybe, it's not a possibility, but thou shalt be saved. It speaks about owning Christ as your own. It speaks about believing that God has raised him from the dead.
At ito ang pangako mula sa Diyos. Ikaw ay maliligtas. Hindi baka sakali o posible, ikaw ay maliligtas. Ito'y nagsasaad na ariin si Kristo bilang Panginoon at manampalatayang siya ay muling binuhay ng Diyos.
This isn't a call to be performative or to try and impress God. It's simply a call to believe. But I will say, we have to remember that believing isn't just about acknowledging these facts.
Hindi ito pagtawag na pagpapakitang tao lamang. Ito'y simpleng paniniwala o pananampalataya. Subalit ang pananampalatayang ito ay hindi lamang pakikiayon sa mga bagay na ito ay totoo.
Believing is about taking your place as the sinner who cannot save himself. It's about trusting on the Lord Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for our sins and rose again.
Ito ay ang pagsang-ayon sa Diyos na ikaw ay makasalanan, na hindi mo kayang iligtas ang iyong sarili, at ito'y pagtitiwala sa Panginoong Hesus na nagbuhos ng dugo para sa ating mga kasalanan, subalit siya ay nabuhay na muli.
The gospel isn't just for people who think they're good. The gospel is for sinners. If it weren't for sinners, we wouldn't have a need for salvation. But the reality is, we are all sinners. And Christ died for our sins and rose again. His blood was sufficient to cleanse and to forgive us.
Ang ebanghelyo ay hindi para sa mga taong nag-iisip na sila ay mabuti, bagkus ito ay para sa mga makasalanan. Dahil kung ikaw ay walang kasalanan, hindi mo kailangan ng tagapagligtas. Datapwat ayon sa Biblia, ang lahat ay nagkasala. At si Kristo ay namatay para sa ating kasalanan. Siya ay nabuhay muli, at ang kanyang dugo ay sapat upang linisin at mapatawad ang ating mga kasalanan.
We're not promised tomorrow. We're not promised another day. We're not even promised another opportunity to hear this message. God is calling to us all now, while mercy is offered and while His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, is still being preached.
Hindi namin maipangangako ang bukas o isa pang araw o isa pang pagkakataon. Tumatawag ang Diyos sa inyo ngayon, habang ang awa ng Diyos ay iniaalok at si Kristo ay ipinahayag sa lahat.
So as I'm starting to wrap up here, I'm just going to leave with a few simple questions. What are you trusting in today? Are you just trusting in your own goodness, your own religion you have, trusting your own efforts? Or are you trusting in Christ, and that His blood was shed for you, and believing in the power of His resurrection?
At sa aming pagtatapos ay iiwan namin sa inyo ang payak na katanungan. Ano ba ang inyong pinagkakatiwalaan ngayon? Kayo ba ay nagtitiwala sa inyong pagiging mabuting tao? Sa inyong relihiyon? O sa inyong sariling kakayahan? O kayo ay nagtitiwala kay Kristo sa kanyang dugong ibinuhos at sa kapangyarihan ng kanyang muling pagkabuhay?
The cross tells us that the debt was paid. The empty tomb tells us that God has accepted that payment. And God's own words tells us that if we come to Christ by faith, God will save us.
Sapagkat ang krus ay nagsasaad, nang utang ay nabayaran na. Ang walang lamang libingan ay nagsasabing tinanggap ng Diyos ang kabayaran. At ang salita ng Diyos ay nagpapatunay na kung kayo ay lalapit kay Kristo na may pananampalataya, kayo ay maliligtas.
I'd like to thank everyone for listening, and we'll just close now in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for that finished work at the cross, for that precious blood of his that was shed, and for that resurrection that declares that we have a place in eternity. We pray that any of those who are listening now that might not be saved would not delay any longer and know their need of the Lord. We bless these words that were spoke, ask for blessing on these words that were spoken this morning, and commit all these things to you in that most worthy and precious name that is your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.